Arena for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman tayo sa ating palatuntunang Girintuang Gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na si Buano Bulawanong Gia. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Sa nandito na lang tayo at meron tayong kasama. I have Brother Rob from Animal Justice Party, and we talk about the update of the greyhound racing. That I had read some news that this kind of gambling will be banned totally on June. Very nice news, because that is cruelty against the dog. We use them for amusement, but are very harmful for them, because some of them, while in the racing, so some of them will be, how do we call, will be in accident. So some of them die and then will become disabled forever. So, Brother Rob, once again, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brother Len.
Thanks be to God that once again we are here together. And prepare yourself. We will be go to the Hamilton, but the problem is because of the access there. So I hope that it will be a solved problem, so any time we can go there. Not to take first the key at every Friday, because we need to take a key, but twice we go there, so long drive, so problem. But no problem. There are some my colleagues. I asked them. We went there.
Here we are. We're here now.
Okay, no problem.
Fun.
Brother Rob, before we proceed, let me to pray first. Okay? Father, thank you so much this morning, and I pray that we can give a good news from about the greyhound racing, that there is a news that it will be banned and stopped on June. And thank you so much, Lord, that you use someone who are in the position in this government. And also the efforts of all animal activists, they are keep on discouraging that the human must stop any cruelty to the animals. Lord, we can do nothing without you. So this morning, even Brother Rob, God bless him and his advocacy to us being also animal activist, at the same time vegan for the animals, and as also plant-based diet. We eat the plants, not the animals, because the animals, they are our fellow creatures and friends. So, Lord, we can do nothing without you. So, this is our prayer this morning. In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, Brother Rob, we continue. So, I would like you to talk about the update of greyhound racing and also the keep the live band exportation. Do we have any updates?
Sure. Let's get right into it. First of all, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thanks for your advocacy. You're here every Sunday, out there putting the word out about love for animals.
Yeah. Both I love my fellow creatures, the animals, and I love God, the one who created me as creature and the other creatures, the animals, including you.
Brother Lin, we're all animals, and you are a very fine animal. So thank you for being a
good
animal.
That is yours, but me, even we are belong to the animal kingdom in the science, but because there is a word human, so animal, so I think there is a difference.
Well, we could talk about that. I mean, there are human. Okay. there are human animals and there are non-human animals.
Oh, okay.
So there's different kinds of animals. There's,
but in general, animals.
Yeah, but the way we think about it as humans
okay,
is
no
that
problem.
We are separate, and
yeah,
I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I understand that viewpoint. For myself, you know, I think we're all animals. We all have love. We all have compassion. Sometimes anger, unfortunately.
Yeah.
If you ever stepped on the tail of a cat, you can see anger, surprise, pain. And, some animals have more power to do things, and humans obviously have a lot more power to try to change things for the better. And so here we are. You asked for updates on greyhounds
live
export.
And also the live keep the live and exposition.
For sure. Yeah. I'll do my best. I mean, we had wonderful news.
Yeah.
They're just at the year end, and Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, Happy New Year to all of us.
Yeah, that the greyhound racing in New Zealand and Aotearoa is going to be banned. It's going to take a little while. They've allowed a transition period until the middle of 2026. But it is wonderful and surprising news, and I think it is a testament to all the organizations that have been working on that ban for a number of years, for many years. We're not really sure which trigger it was at the end that made the final decision, but you know, we're all very happy for it, and I think it really is a testament to the work of many organizations, of which the Animal Justice Party was a very small and recent part. But we're excited. We're going to be keeping a really close eye on the transition, because there are a lot of dogs out there that are going to need homes. And hopefully the transition and the ban will bring attention to the fact that there are thousands, tens of thousands of other dogs in New Zealand that are in pounds and being destroyed just because there are no homes for them. So this issue of greyhound racing, it's a shocking thing, shocking sport. It's being banned selectively around the world. And now here in New Zealand, we're excited for that. We hope we can use the issue to bring attention to why people should care about animals, not use them for just our own purposes, for our own stupid gambling and our own exploitation. They're there for their own lives, and to be fair, as a small shout out to New Zealand First and Winston Peters, the racing minister, for ultimately making that decision, and we hope that it sticks and that the ban is done and forever. The other parties that would get in if there was an election next time have also committed to banning it, so it feels like it'll stick. So, yay, very happy about that. And I know you've had great guests on your show here before, like Nick Hancock and others that have been out there in Dino Stock here in Auckland that are there at the tracks all the time, risking life and limb, literally sometimes. To get footage and bring attention to this industry. So a huge shout out to the grassroots movement that's there.
So totally banned on.
It's banned, effective July 26th. The dogs are still out there racing.
So
they're still dying.
So here in New Zealand, greyhound racing, how about in other countries? Do you have also greyhound racing?
I believe we're down to about 7 countries left in the world that do it.
7 countries?
Including New Zealand. So I guess
New
that's
Zealand,
6 now.
Australia.
Yeah. Ireland. Ireland. I'm sorry, I can't name all of them. I believe maybe the last tracks are closing in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I was watching the video posted by Sir Dino about the rodeo.
Right, yes.
So it's good. It will be the next.
We hope so. We don't know. You know, we're working on lots of different things all at the same time. The rodeo, yeah, we can talk about that. Dino is a warrior, and Nick Hancock also is a warrior. But specifically for rodeo, yeah, there have been activists that have been at multiple events in the last couple of weeks protesting against rodeo like they always are. A lot of these efforts have been led by direct action animal actions.
If the animal activists, without efforts for discouraging to ban the greyhound racing, so maybe until now and beyond this year, so maybe it will be continued. But because of the efforts of the animal activists,
Oh man, it's hard work for those people that are out there at the rodeos. It's not a nice place to be. They're brave warriors bringing attention to it because they're normally in rural areas, you know, with a combat of attendees, and it's a testament to their peace that they stay strong and don't respond to those things and stay non-violent and love-based. So huge shout out to the rodeo protesters. We hope it'll be next. There's so many things wrong with the way we look at animals in the world and in New Zealand. So rodeo, let's get rid of it for sure.
Yes, Brother Rob. Sir Nick is already in Christchurch.
Yes.
So I have remembered him. Two studios, first here in Planet FM, and we went to the Hamilton about that greyhound racing. So Sir Nick and Sir Dino, both of them will keep on discouraging and keep on posting that this kind of gambling and activities about the greyhound racing must be banned. So their efforts and the rest of the animal activists, like you, Animal Justice Party, so there is something good happen if we use our voice for the voiceless animals.
There's a lot of people working in different areas, and Nick and Dino are tireless in their efforts. And as I said before, huge shout out for that. There are those groups working on the legislative side, like the Animal Law Association, trying to, you know, get laws changed. We're working in politics.
We thank also the who is Simon Pink? Is he one of the members of MP?
Who's that, sorry?
Simon Peters.
Winston Peters.
Winston Peters.
He's the racing minister who made the final decision to ban the greyhounds.
But he was also responsible why that greyhound racing had existed here.
He's the racing minister, so he's responsible for all racing and gambling on animals in New Zealand. But we have to give him credit for at least making the final decision. Mm. The thing is that the dogs are still on the tracks. They're dying still until 2026. Mm. And you know the industry in the background now is saying, please give us another chance, please, we can change. And so, you know, the pressure that's kept up by the activists is important to continue to say,
I had read also the items about that there are a lot of workers will be having no more jobs because that greyhounds will be banned. So what the alternative? The workers who were working that greyhounds racing, so they, do they have plan for that workers who will be stop their working or their works or their job?
It's a shame for anyone who's lost their job or their livelihood. Really, there's the workers at the tracks. There's obviously the breeders that have been breeding these dogs. This is transition, and it's the government's role to do the right thing first of all, but then, you know, presumably
so
to make the plans.
Yeah, it's good. Winston, Sir Winston Peters had made a decision to stop and to stop that greyhound racing.
It was a good decision. That's good. All I can say. So, thanks to him, we hope
Sir Winston Peters not only greyhound racing, all form of gambling here in New Zealand. So that he is in the position. So it's good that.
Take it step by step. We know he loves dogs, everybody loves. Who doesn't love? Well, not many people love dogs.
At least, we will be seeing that there is something good happen. It is because of the efforts of the animal activists that keep on posting and keep on telling that this kind of racing must be banned.
Yeah, absolutely. You also asked about live export. I can talk about that.
We have time enough, so 15.
I just noticed one of your devices might have fallen there, but I don't know if you...
We have 27?
The phone might have fallen, so I can talk for a second if you want, or you can go to a song, whatever you prefer. Live export is... the government is still committed to bringing it back. They'll be introducing legislation in 2025 to bring it back, and we're opposed to that. Like a ton of Kiwis are opposed to it. 60,000 people almost signed the petition against it, and all the organisations and all the other parties want to keep it banned. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. At the Animal Justice Party, we have our other campaign to try to convince the ports, not to. Process animals, and that's a work in progress. What's happening this year is that it's a council election year, and the councils are owned by the ports. The ports are owned by the councils directly and indirectly, and so that means that we can push that issue through the local election process and hopefully encourage candidates that are supportive of the ports in their towns not tracking poor, terrified animals through the streets and onto these boats to be shipped off to other countries. So we'll keep up the pressure on that. You can go to our website, animaljustice.org.nz, and see that there's a place where you can sign up to try to encourage ports to ban live exports through their places. There are other legislations in the works as well that are worth mentioning. The government is trying to affect Te Tiriti and the rights of Indigenous people, Māori here in New Zealand. And the regulatory submissions bill just got extended till Tuesday, so you still have a chance to put a submission in on that. And you can just Google a way to do that. It's pretty easy to fire off something. There's a lot of interest out there. This is a sneaky way for them to change a bunch of regulations, to roll back a lot of things without having to pass a bill on them. A lot of things are covered just by regulation. What else is going on? The Animal Justice Party has never been stronger. We're passionate, methodical, pragmatic. An organisation formed, registered in 2023, that ran 17 candidates in the election. And we're totally focused. Our team gets along so well with each other and working tirelessly as volunteers, all totally unpaid, to make a positive change for non-human animals and, human animals where we can as well. It's a very long-term project, but we're persistent and we're measured in our approach. We're love-based. And we hope that people will understand it's a long-term project and that it costs nothing to support our efforts, whether you think we'll easily get into politics, into Parliament or not. We have a lot of influence behind the scenes in our meetings with individual MPs and councillors and government officials about how to advance the causes for animals. And, you know, it doesn't take much to go into the Animal Justice Party Facebook page. Invite your friends. You can invite 1,000 every day if you like. Doesn't cost you anything. Doesn't cost them anything to take a look at our page and to follow it. We've got an amazing team in-house, mostly women-led, thank goodness that it's women-led. Our policy president, our general secretary, our membership manager are doing amazing work to get the word out there about animals, to support other organizations that are working hard, such as, you know, the SAVE movement, Freedom for the Animals, Animals Aotearoa, Chain Dogs Awareness, many, many other organizations, Direct Animal Action, that are working at a grassroots level to get the word out. But we're in the political swim lane. We try to influence politicians who desperately want to please everybody by convincing them that the animals have a lot of supporters, that people love animals, which they already know, and that their voice will be heard in Parliament in New Zealand now and forever. So if you get a chance to share our social media, to invite your friends to it, we certainly appreciate it. The other major campaign that we have going on right now is called Positive, which is an attempt to influence councils who control the pounds to devote more resources to that, which would start with more regular reporting on the number of dogs they're killing. They're killing dogs in Auckland all the time just because there's no space. There's about 300-plus cages here in Auckland. We need more places for shelter animals to go. We need revisions to the tests on whether a dog is aggressive or not. We need more resources for the frontline workers that are there. We'd love your support for that Positive campaign as well. Again, on our website, animaljustice.org.nz, you'll see a place where you can sign up so that we can just demonstrate to these councils how many people are wanting to help dogs. That was a lot of talking, but I know you were doing some technical stuff in the background, so you're back. Please take over.
Okay, Brother Rob, thanks be to God. That I want you to repeat for about the live keep the live band exportation. So what's the update?
You weren't listening, my friend. That's like, no,
because I
didn't cover it properly, so I can...
Yeah,
I can
only a little bit.
Live export is a thing around the world. We work with a group of over 20 parties around the world, political parties that are... in some countries, live export is happening there too. Live export of sheep in Australia has just been banned. The UK has recently banned live export. Here in New Zealand, we're ahead of that. We banned live export for slaughter many years ago. But now we banned the live export of pregnant mother cows, and the new government wants to bring it back. The update is the government says they're going to introduce legislation in 2025, and the public will have an opportunity to put That's submissions true. In against that.
That's true. So good news.
Good news too.
So step by step.
Yeah. Step by step. The really good news is that the price
at least they heard a voice.
Absolutely.
For the animal activists.
A lot of groups have been working on that for a long time, and if the government is stupid enough to introduce legislation, we shouldn't value animals' lives and money, but the price of cows is way down.
About the value of the lives of the animals. So let me to insert this verse. You have already heard this, but I want to read this again. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. So I am very thankful for my co-vegans and animal activists that are keep on showing their love to our fellow creatures, the animals. So that is the good news, that one of the form of gambling here, the greyhound racing. So thanks be to God that Sir Winston Peters so had decided that this kind of racing must be stopped. or will be stopped on June.
June of 2026.
Oh, June 26.
So there are tracks and there are dogs, and they're giving a significant transition period. That's why we worry that they might change them.
Thanks be to God. So I am very thankful to Sir Nick and Sir Dino for your efforts and the rest of animal activists here in New Zealand, and also the our CEO of Animal Justice Party.
Oh, just executive president, which means I'm a servant to the amazing team that works. So CEO sounds thing. And it's, you know, I just want to take a minute to try to explain how I think these things happen. Okay. If it's okay, we have time.
We have 4 minutes.
4 minutes? Oh, well, then I won't worry about that. At the end of the day, what I would say is politics is power. And if we can apply pressure, politicians will do what they can to get back in. In the meantime, you know, we just hope people will support the Animal Justice Party. Come and volunteer. You'll have fun. You'll gain valuable skills. We've got, you know, serious skills in writing, press management, policy development, communication. Come along. Consider being a candidate for us. You'll get skills. We'll be able to help.
So when will be the next election here in New Zealand?
Well, this council election's coming up in September, October, and that's a big thing. That's 88.
This year?
Yeah, 87 councils. Oh, local
September.
Councils around Auckland Council, Auckland Mayor. Oh. Those ones. And then the big national election is a year after that. So we'll be looking to influence the process during the council elections. Mm. And then, you know, we're already building towards the next national election. So, you know, I don't know where I'm supposed to hold this, but the Animal Justice Party is here.
Animal Justice Party.
We'll be here a long way.
It's good. There is a Animal Justice Party here in New Zealand. Is it also in other country?
There is the same name in Australia. They're not related.
The same name, but not connected.
Very good friends of ours, but not connected. It's not a worldwide thing. But there are parties in many other countries.
So it's good.
So it's a good thing. So
there are some people who had burden that the animals must not be oppressed by the humans.
But, you know,
so they are big things.
Oppression is not a good. It's not a good thing. Never a good thing. We need more love and donations too. So, you know, if you know somebody who's got some loose change in their pockets and you want to donate it through our website, as I say, we don't get paid. So it all goes directly to help animals. In the most effective ways that we think are possible. I want to just say again, say thanks to you, Roland, because you're out here.
And also I am very thankful that I want every time that one my friends that they can also hear that kind of news. Not only about God. I would like to see it again. I am a believer of God. If there is someone to despise or to mock God, I'm willing to defend the God whom I believe. He is a powerful. They can do nothing to harm the God whom I believe. If I defend the God who is powerful, how much more my fellow creatures, the animals? So I would like to be used. I would like to use my voice also to be the voice of the voiceless. For my voice for my fellow creatures, the animals. Mm. No. So I am with you, the animal activists, because I have compassion with the animals. Animals, they are our friends. They are not food. The food, the real food, are the plants. And plant-based diet is always the best for the good health of the humans.
Yeah, we're just lazy. Like, the animals eat the plants, and we eat the animals. We can just eat the plants ourselves. They're delicious. So it's a beautiful world, and as much as sometimes we get hopeless.
Yeah. So that's why I would like my fellow Christians, because we are divided. There are Christian vegans, and there are atheist vegans, there are Muslim vegans. So at rest, we concern both for good for the animals.
Listening.